it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The text line refuses to see my contribution, and that's okay. I'm just going to be here. I'm just going to show up every day. I'm just going to do my work, and I'm just going to go home. I know I won't get credit for a couple of weeks ago. I suggested that a major problem with their run game was them not running the ball under center, and I suggested that that's what they should do. You can go back. You can check it. I gave a four-prong approach on how to change the offense. The Chiefs started doing it, and look, they turned things around. I mean, you guys hear my voice on that franchise show all the time. You know they listen to the show. We inspired them. But it's okay. No one wants to give me the credit for it. It's all right. I'll manage, Rob. I'll manage. Rob, you went to Long John Silver last night for dinner. How was it?
I did not go to Long. No one has ever been to Long John Silver's. If people tell you they're going to Long John Silver's, what they're actually telling you is there's some sort of elaborate drug trade happening, because no one has been like, fried fish from Long John's that now has chicken on the logo. No one's ever wanted that.
Okay, I apologize. I wasn't sure. I thought you told me earlier today that you went to Long John Silver's. I apologize. I'm sorry. I want to play this for you. This was Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Tennessee, you guys know, the Titans, not the Volunteers. Tennessee, they fired their head coach. They are looking for someone to replace him. Listen to one of the names.
As far as the Titans, they now have to find a new head coach. A couple names to watch, Colleen. I would say Matt Nagy, who worked with Mike Borgonzi in Kansas City, certainly would be a name to watch. The decorated Chiefs offensive coordinator, and then Arthur Smith, the former Falcons head coach, also a former OC in Tennessee.
You guys hear that? Matt Nagy being considered for NFL head coaching jobs. Tennessee's got themselves a young quarterback. They want to get him on the right path. So they're looking at offensive-minded head coaches to turn things around. And they're going to look no further than Kansas City to try to poach their offensive coordinator. There is not a question in my mind. Now, this is serious. There's not a question in my mind that Matt Nagy will be an NFL head coach again. There's no question in my mind. You've been under Andy Reid. I don't think people really blame you for what happened to the Chicago Bears. You got a great relationship with Patrick Mahomes. And we know this is how the league goes. I mean, I can give you countless examples of offensive coordinator maybe failed on the first job. If it wasn't a total and complete disaster, if you are willing to repair your image somewhere else and do a good job somewhere else as the offensive coordinator, then you move to the front of the line and you'll get another chance to be a head coach. So if the offense continues to look how it's looked, Matt Nagy will be a very hot name for a team to go out and get. With him being a former quarterback, with Andy Reid having so much success and his descendants, his former coordinators and offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, so many of his former coaches going off and having so much success, you get a piece of Kansas City's offense. Matt Nagy has been very instrumental in the development of Patrick Mahomes throughout the years. Matt Nagy's just, his name is going to continue to pop up. Now, I don't think a lot of people in Kansas City are going to be heartbroken about it, but I'm telling you that is a name, that is not the only job that his name is going to come up. If the job in Miami comes open, he will have a chance to be the Miami head coach. If the Giants job comes available, you will have an opportunity to go coach Jackson Dart. They are going to want to put a younger head coach who has some quarterback experience, and they're going to want to pair him with a young quarterback. Matt Nagy is going to be one of the 5 to 7 hottest candidates available by the time the season ends, especially if the Chiefs offense continues the way that it has over the last couple of weeks. And I don't know why you think it wouldn't. Their offensive line, you would presume, is only going to get better. You get Rashee Rice back. You got the best quarterback in the National Football League, and you got a really good training wheel, so to speak, when it comes to Andy Reid. I think we're talking about one of the 10 best offenses in the league. That offensive coordinator usually gets interviewed for a lot of jobs. Matt Nagy is going to be interviewed for a lot of jobs this offseason.
He is going to be a very – first off, before we get into Matt Nagy, did Ian Rapoport say the other name is Arthur Smith? I'm sorry, This is no Matt Nagy. I'm sorry that you're getting dragged here with this comment about Arthur Smith. There is no world where Arthur Smith deserves another job. He forgot Kyle Pitts existed for a whole career in Atlanta. He just
y'all
got
to give up on Kyle Pitts. Let it go. That's what it got. You got to give up on Kyle Pitts. Y'all been trying to make the Kyle Pitts thing work for the last 4 years because he was really good in college. He ain't that good. Stop.
Kyle Pitts had a good pro career, and then his head coach forgot that he was on the team. Sorry, that just. Ian Rapoport saying that, hey,
Kyle Pitts has never had 700 yards receiving in an NFL season. We got to stop this with Kyle Pitts. We wouldn't do this if Kyle Pitts was drafted in the third round. We would not be doing this, but I get it. He was the highest a tight end has ever been drafted, so we just assume that he's supposed to be good. Maybe he ain't good. It's like we know that bust happened in the NFL, but no one wants to admit maybe that's what Kyle Pitts is. Maybe he's just a bust. He certainly is with the Falcons. Maybe he can go somewhere else and kind of turn things around. You know what best case scenario for him is? David Njoku. That's the best case scenario for Kyle Pitts.
The Arthur Smith thing blew my mind. But yes, Matt Nagy is going to get a job, and it's going to happen this offseason. He has rehabilitated his image from fair or foul. He was to call him a failed coach in the NFL, but he was a failed head coach. He has now returned to Kansas City, the cleansing waters of Andy Reid. He has potentially the MVP at quarterback this season. The offense has now turned a corner. He has head coaching experience. He's worked with Patrick Mahomes. He runs the Andy Reid system. We know historically Andy Reid's coaching tree, pretty successful. And what does every single owner and GM want when they have a young quarterback? They want an offensive mind. I don't know it's Tennessee, but Matt Nagy come March 1st, just pick a nice clean date, is not the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs. Or at least I don't believe he will be if the Chiefs offense ascends to the levels that people think that offense will ascend to. Matt Nagy doesn't stick around. Now, of course, this leads to the conversation of people saying who the next offensive coordinator will be. It's probably whoever the quarterback coach is right now. It's a natural bump up.
Yeah, no, for sure. Someone on the text line says, C-Doc, Kyle Pitts would be an all-pro if he was on the Chiefs. I guess I would just say, there's other good tight ends in the league that don't play with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I'm looking at Tyler Warren. He doesn't play with Patrick Mahomes. He's better than Kyle Pitts. I mean, Trey McBride, he plays with Kyler Murray. He seems to be very good at his position. The answer is Darren Waller right now is balling for Miami. He doesn't have Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. I'm sorry, the Kyle Pitts thing, he just ain't good. he's not that good. We got too much evidence that suggests that he is not that good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.